Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The most dangerous time in my lifetime for anyone to be a law enforcement officer. Look, I get it. A man was horribly killed in front of the world, and the world's mad. I get it. But when do we get even? When are we evened up? Last night, six police officers around the country shot. Last night, two police officers around the country intentionally run over. Watch the video. Since Saturday, at least a dozen Pittsburgh police officers injured. At least a dozen. When are you even? Honestly, when are you even? When is it fair to end the madness? How many police officers should be dead before folks are even? How many officers who are fathers, mothers, aunts, uncles, who saved your life? How many will be hurt before we're even? And when will our mayor step up for the officers? As this morning he announces, he's going to listen to all of their communications to make sure they did the right thing. While eight of them were injured last night, while folks threw bottles and bricks at them from an eight-story building. And this is what the mayor has to say. I got to play this. This is what the mayor has to say as we discuss how do we protect those who protect us. I'll get it. All right, I'll get it in a second. He says, sure, they have a right. Sure, they have a right to demonstrate. He says, they have a right. It's allowed to happen. It's called the First Amendment. Riots? Okay. I got to bring Union President Bob Schwartzwalder into this. Bob, good morning. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Marty. How are you, sir?
Well, let's get right into it. Is there more chance of an officer getting hurt in this environment than you've seen in a long time?
Well, Marty, the evidence across the country is accurate. I mean, we have police officers that have been killed across the country during this violence. We've had many, many, many officers that have been injured, to include right here in our own backyard. Fortunately, none of ours have been significantly hospitalized or banged up, but not significantly hospitalized. And the true problem is, look, wherever you're at on the incident out of Minneapolis, it is what it is. I mean, the Justice Department has moved quickly. I mean, they made an arrest in a case. The case has to proceed through the courts, and that's the way it's supposed to go. These protests here that are occurring, I don't know how they look like a First Amendment protest. A First Amendment protest, freedom of assembly, freedom to march, et cetera, is a protected right. However, you got to remember that these protests should be permitted. In other words, by, you know, permits, so we know their roots.
Right.
And that they have a noted organizer so that you can protect those that are the other passing public. You know, so people have to go certain places, and they need to know how to work their way around it. And that's why you do permits. You don't do permits to stifle a right. You do permits so that the other public know where to go, because they may have to see a loved one. They may have to see a sick person. They may be trying to get to a hospital, whatever. They're not involved. They need to be able to be directed around that so they don't get caught up in the event itself. And now we're attacking law enforcement. We're attacking businesses. We're causing widespread property damage. For what purpose? How is that helping the cause whenever we're committing crimes? That's why we have crimes in the crimes code called riot, failure to disperse. We've got officers injured. We've had reporters injured. I mean, what's a reporter doing? They're just there, you know, recording something or trying to get the story out, and they're being attacked.
Hey, Bob Schwarzwald, the union president. So the mayor comes out after you have eight officers. People are throwing bricks on them in bottles of water from a high rise. And the mayor comes out and says he's going to look at the transmissions, the communications between staff and officers to make certain you didn't violate any orders. Is that the way the mayor should approach this, by suggesting that you screwed up with eight officers hurt?
Well, no, because he has professionals to do that. I mean, he has a public safety director, he has chiefs, he has assistant chiefs, he has commanders, he has first-line supervisors, and the first-line supervisors are right there on the front line, the sergeants and lieutenants. So, and they're given directions. And the problem is, you know, I've listened to the radio transmissions, and I'm going to tell you what they're going to say. We need more people. We need help. We need assistance. We need people to assist us and work with us here. And that's what he's going to hear. He's going to hear they didn't have enough people to handle the problem.
Were you hearing all night? What were you hearing on the scanners all night, sir? All night, Saturday night.
I was listening to my radio, yeah. my police radio. And what I was hearing was things like, hey, we need more people here. We can't move to that location. We're outnumbered. We're being bricked and bottled. We're seeing barricades being assembled. We need more assistance. We need more assistance. We need more assistance. That's what I was hearing.
Did they plan for this, sir?
In my viewpoint, no.
No.
And I'll tell you why. Because when you have individuals that are in a crowd, everybody knows that a crowd can change based on a flashpoint. And you have to be prepared for that flashpoint to take place. And that's the whole idea. You allow people to protest, but you have to be prepared for the worst. And so you have people pre-staged somewhere that can step in if needed. But other than that, you don't need to expose everybody to officers in full riot gear and things like that. But you need to have them pre-staged so they can move in when you have a flashpoint. Like the burning of the police court.
Bob Schwarzwalder joining us. Is it true that there are pallets of protective gear for officers that you don't have access to?
That's correct.
That's correct.
And yeah, that is correct. What had happened was, and I still don't know the reason why, but we used to have, if you remember during G20 and yes. another different protest that we had, and we had this problem back during the Trump rallies, you know, where we had officers from the county, the state and so on that had their gear. And then we had our officers just there in polyester, you know, polyester with a helmet or without a helmet. Now our officers did have helmets and their protective masks from riot control agents, but they didn't have the other gear. And when you're getting pelted, now there may be a tactical choice that you don't always want to use that gear, but that should be made by the civil disturbance units and the supervisors, because you may want more mobility and things like that, but it should always be available because they're trained to use it and it protects them. But if that's a tactical decision, that's much different than it's not available at all. And it should be made available to them, and those decisions need to be made beforehand. And so this gear was removed from the officers and placed somewhere. Don't know the full reason why, but I know that we had it, and then we don't have it. And there's decisions made because some people have the philosophy that if they wear the gear, then that will incite things. Well, there's ways to work around that. I mean, if you have the training like I have and others, there's ways that you work around that, and you have pre-stage units to move in when needed. And to say that that's going to incite something, it's not going to incite anything. If it's a peaceful protest, you just walk right on by.
It's going to get you hurt. It's going to get you hurt.
Correct. That's correct. And that gear is there to protect the officers from things like, and why do we have it? Because experience has taught us that it's needed. Because if you have some padding on and you're hit with a brick, you're unlikely to end up as a workers' comp case or injured in a hospital.
Bob, can you hang around for a minute?
Yeah.
All right. Bob Schwarzwalder, union president. Hang in there. It's Marty Griffin. I want you to listen to the mayor from last night.
Sure, they have that right to protest. You know, I get complaints constantly. You allowed this to happen. You're damn right I did. It's called the First Amendment of the Constitution, and it was guaranteed to every one of those people who marched the day they became an American. The day they were born. And they will have right to march, and they will have the ability to be heard, and we will make changes.
Great. Until they destroy 70 businesses. Great. Until they burn police cars. Great. Until they hurt more than a dozen police officers. Bob, you concur, right? Bob Schwartzwalder, union president. They have a right to protest, but no one seems to be on the side of business owners, do they?
Well, that's correct, Marty. Remember, we have a lot of citizens involved here. So you have business owners, you have police officers who are citizens, you know, contrary to what some people might believe, they are citizens themselves that have a job to do. And that's why we do what we refer to as permitted protests. I don't mean like you have a right to protest. I'm talking about
you get a permit.
Apply for a permit.
Right.
You go apply for a permit. People know the route. You have an organizer that is responsible for the conduct of that protest, and can be held accountable for the protest. And so then you set it up, and then you're able to help the other citizens that don't want to be involved avoid that area and be directed around the area so that they can get to where they need to go safely with a little bit of inconvenience, not massive inconvenience. And therefore, but to tell me that a protest that blocks streets without a permit, I don't know how that happens, but I guess that's what is allowed in the city, because some people interpret the First Amendment to mean we can block streets, disrupt businesses, disrupt the traveling motorists, and disrupt the traveling public, that's part of the First Amendment. That is not what the amendment is designed for. It's allowed to peacefully assemble and peacefully protest to express it. And the example that I use is, why can't you just blast your music out your window whenever you want at home? That's your First Amendment. Put your speakers out on your rooftops, just blast the music. You're going to get a knock at the door by the police. You're going to say, can you please turn your music down because you're disturbing your other neighbors? What's the difference between that and blocking streets when somebody wants to use the street? So therefore, now if you have a permit for loud music and you have a block party, then you have a permit. Because then, hey, you're going to be a little inconvenienced, but they have a permit and we have an organizer and so on. So these problems with your right to be heard, you're going to be heard. But what if the media didn't cover it? I kind of throw out that hypothetical. What if the media didn't cover any march in the entire country? Then who's hearing you? Only the people that you would be protesting would hear you, right? So the media goes out and they listen to the protests and they talk to the organizers and they want to know, hey, why are you marching and things like that. That's how you get your message out. So therefore, if the media decided never to cover it, and I'm not suggesting that, I'm just using that as an example, that if the media doesn't come out, well, then who's hearing it?
Bob.
So when we, yeah.
Bob Schwartzwalder joining me. I watched a lot of that Saturday. I watched that a car burn. Then I watched what appeared to be the Mounted Patrol retreat. Was that what that was? Your officers had to leave the scene because they couldn't control it? Was it that bad, sir? Were they that jeopardized?
Right. So the horses were being pelted. And they weren't able to get enough ground support in there, because when you use horses, you have ground support. In other words, other officers, other civil disturbance officers geared and trained to move in and disperse the crowd so they can get in and put the fire out. Because you're also protecting the protesters, too, because if you have people that are disrupting a protest and they're burning cars and that car explodes or launches a projectile or something like that, the protesters themselves can be injured. So we need to be able to move in there for the individuals that want to make the protest violent. It has to be planned for, but it couldn't happen because the horses weren't able to be supported by other police forces there, and so therefore they had to back out for their own safety.
So when the public watches folks walk down the middle of the street, Grand Street, and commit felonies by spray painting sidewalks, by breaking windows, and they don't see arrests on the site, they say, why? Why no arrest? Are you told not to, Bob? Are you afraid it'll cause mayhem? Are you afraid so many will be hurt? Why not arrest everyone, sir, that's breaking the law?
Well, what has to happen is some high-level individual has to declare it an unlawful assembly.
I see.
And so once that's declared an unlawful assembly, when you see things like property destruction, for example, what if somebody just walked into your neighborhood today and started spray painting all over your sidewalks and all over your property? You would probably get on a phone and telephone the police and expect something to occur.
And they would arrest them immediately in Mount Lebanon.
Correct. Well, correct, because it's vandalism and things of that nature and criminal mischief. But, you know, there are some interpretations that the First Amendment allows that to occur. And that's why I talk about permitted protests versus unpermitted protests. The most common example you see of this, Marty, is a street preacher. I know you've seen him around town. A lot of people say, if you ever watch what they do, they're on a corner. They're not in the street. They're very orderly. And they exercise their First Amendment. As soon as you step into the streets and you block the passing motorists when it's not permitted, you know, a legal permit, well, now you're disrupting traffic, and you can't do that around this country.
Hey, Bob, I'm going to run out of time with you. I got to know this.
Sure.
Do you think, because the officers that I talked to think their lives are in jeopardy because of what's happening on the streets now, that they could get shot and killed at any given moment? Do you believe that, sir?
Absolutely. And I believe that there's the officers themselves are pulling their own personal security on the ground to prevent that. And the leadership, the frontline leadership, sergeants and lieutenants are doing their best to prevent that. But yeah, it's an absolute real possibility. And it's already happened across the country.
Man, how many people out there would want to be cops right now, Bob? How many?
Well, I think what you're going to see a reduction in people entering. You have a lot of people with college educations and things that want to enter the field to help and to join the law enforcement field. And I think you're going to see those numbers rapidly deteriorate based on pay, benefits, and the non-support they're seeing from higher up. That's where you're going to run into a problem.
Bob Schwartzwalder, it's a pleasure. Thank you for doing this, sir. I know you didn't have time. Thank you, sir.
Okay, Marty, take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.